Mi gente, bienvenidos a nuestro primer episodio y bienvenidos al canal donde hablamos claro, sin miedo y sin pelos en la lengua. Y antes que nada, quiero darle las gracias a ti que nos estás viendo en este momento, que nos estás escuchando a través de Modo Podcast. Gracias por ser parte de este proyecto, gracias por darnos una oportunidad y gracias por hacerle clic a este video. Gracias por, vamos a ver qué es lo que trae este Josué, vamos a ver qué es lo que trae para nosotros. Pero de antemano, gracias. Hey, quiero que le des like a este video, suscríbete al canal si aún no te has suscrito porque vienen muchas sorpresas más, porque créeme lo que venimos con candela. Venimos en candela, mi gente, créelo o no. Hey, esto solo es el comienzo de algo grande que Dios ha puesto en mi corazón. Y ahorita estaremos hablando un poco de eso. Pero, hey, antes de entrar en el mensajito que les traigo hoy, quiero, ¿cómo se puede decir? Quiero aclarar unas cosas que me han estado preguntando algunos jóvenes de la iglesia o algunas personas en el trabajo. No muchas ahorita en las redes sociales porque, claro, estamos empezando. Pero, hey, cualquier pregunta que usted tenga, escríbame los mensajes o déjenlo en la cajita de comentarios. Ahí les vamos a responder. Les respondemos a través de medio de mensaje o por video, como sea. Pero, hey, síganos en nuestras redes sociales. Estamos en Sin Pelos en la Lengua TV, en Instagram. Vamos a dejar todos los links aquí abajito. Vamos a dejarlos ahí, abajo de la cajita de descripción para que nos empiecen a seguir porque créanme, que este proyecto que Dios ha puesto en mi corazón va para allá. Hey, créanmelo, que estoy súper, súper emocionado, estoy súper contento, porque en esta temporada de mi vida siento que Dios me ha estado preparando para esto, me ha estado preparando para esto, para algo nuevo, para emprender algo nuevo, aunque nunca me vi en estos zapatos, se puede decir así, pero hey, a veces los planes, o sea, nuestros pensamientos no son los pensamientos de Dios, y créanme que los pensamientos de Dios son mil veces más perfectos que los nuestros. Así que, hey, dejémonos llevar, pero aclaremos lo que les dije. Muchos me han preguntado, Josué, ¿qué significa sin pelos en la lengua? ¿O por qué sin pelos en la lengua? ¿Qué es el motivo de eso? ¿Qué pasa ahí? Explícanos. Bueno, hey, para los que hablan español, claro, sin pelos en la lengua significa, hey, estamos hablando aquí sin filtro. Estamos hablando claro. Estamos hablando sin miedo. Estamos hablando sin pelos en la lengua. Estamos hablando como Dios en su palabra quiere que hablemos hoy en estos días, porque a mucha gente los cancelan, a mucha gente les ponen pausa, los hacen de menos cuando empiezan a hablar la verdad, y créanme que la verdad nos hace libre. Ey, es lo que se necesita hoy en estos tiempos, porque es más lo erróneo que se está hablando que la verdad. Ustedes saben eso. Pero para mis oyentes, en el los que hablan inglés, sin pelos en la lengua means, it's pretty much, sin pelos en la lengua, it's a saying, it's a Spanish saying, which means I speak my mind, or I don't mince my words, or pretty much how you would say in today's time is you have no filter, you know, speak it how it is. And that's how we're doing it in this channel. That's how we're going to do it here in this channel. We're going to speak it how it is. We're going to speak it just how the Bible tells us that it is. You know, it ain't no buts. It ain't no ifs. It ain't no what. It ain't no good. No. We're going to speak it how it is. And I just wanted to clarify that part. And also, now that you hear me speaking English, people been asking me, hey, is this podcast going to be in English or Spanish or what? Or what are you going to do? Well, it's been pretty crazy because I've been going back and forth thinking about it. And I'm like, should I just do it in Spanish? Should I just do it in English? You know what? We're going to be an impact to both worlds. We're going to do this in Spanglish, baby. We're going to do it in English. We're going to do it in Spanish. We might do a little bit more English, but a little bit more Spanish. Why? Because I am blessed with being bilingual. You know, and if I am blessed to speak both languages, why not bring the word of God in both languages? You know, I have some youth in the church that are more comfortable in English and understand it a little bit better. I have some people at work that told me, hey, we're ready to see a podcast, this and that. And I want them to understand it too, you know. And it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be wild, man. But I feel that God has prepared me for this time, and it's gonna be a blessing. And I hope it's gonna be a blessing for your life too. So hey, it's gonna be a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of English, you know. Vamos a meterle sazón porque si no, no queda rico este pollo. No queda rico este pollo. Y lo que vamos a cocinar aquí va a quedar bueno para tu vida espiritual. No me creas, porque yo ya tengo hambre. Créemelo o no. Yo ya tengo hambre. Yo siempre ando con hambre. Así que, hey, pero lo que vamos a cocinar aquí hoy va a estar bueno para tu vida. Créemelo. Así que hey, en estos momentos quiero que abran sus corazones. Abran sus ojos espirituales. Porque el mensaje que Dios me ha puesto para compartir con ustedes hoy está tremendo. Créemelo que está tremendo. So, hey. All I want to say is just open up your hearts for this message that I'm going to bring today. Open up your spiritual eyes. Believe me or not, hey, we do got physical eyes. I got four eyes, you know, hey, but I got to see y'all better, you know. But, hey, open up your spiritual eyes, you know. Spiritual, it's a spiritual thing. Open up your heart for the word today that I got, and I hope it's just going to be a blessing to your life, man. In the name of Jesus. But I get a little bit of water, man, because it's a little bit windy out here. It just rained today. And rain's wonderful. Even though I'm a soccer coach for my daughter's team, even though our practice got canceled and whatnot, but hey, we need that rain. We need that rain. You know, the trees need that rain. The grass needs the rain. The flowers need this rain. Like, we just going into spring right now, and leaves come back out, flowers gonna come out. Man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful what God does. It's crazy, you know? It's beautiful what God does, and it's crazy at the same time. But you know what else? It's funny how God works, too. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. It's funny. Somebody this week told me God has a sense of humor. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean God has a sense of humor? Well, he does have a sense of humor because he works in mysterious ways, ways that we don't even see him or expect him, you know? And I want to share with y'all a little bit of what happened. A little bit of what happened. Because this video that you're seeing right now for our first episode, this wasn't meant to be the first episode. Believe it or not. What you're seeing right now was not supposed to be the first episode. The first episode I already recorded, it was ready, but there was something in me that I was like, God, I'm feeling this message. It's powerful. It has potential, but I don't think it's the right one for the first episode. And I don't know if you ever had that intuition in you. You know, you're like, I don't know, this might not be it, this might not, you know. But I had that in me. You know, I had that in me. And the other day, I was meaning to talk to my wife about it. And, man, I'm blessed to have a wife like the one I got. Because more than what she supports me, that she helps me with a lot of things, you know. We got two beautiful daughters. She's a great mom, a great wife. But more than that, I like it that she keeps it 100 with me, you know. She keeps it 100 with me. And, you know, and it's been a minute now that I've been wanting to do a podcast. And she's been so supportive and everything. And she's like, yeah, babe, do it, do it, do it. If God's put it in your heart, do it. But, and the good thing is that she's not just a cheerleader. You know what I'm trying to say? She's not just there like, yeah, yeah, babe, that sounds fine. That sounds fine. That's good. That's good. No. She says it's how it is. You know? She speaks sin pelos en la lengua. And that's what I like. You know? Because she had no filter. She like, babe, this, no, I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. Why? Because what I'm going to speak She wants it to come, of course, she wants it to come from the Lord first. That's why I gotta do my homework. You know, I gotta go and do my research. But she wants that what I bring is good. It's gonna nurture you in some way. It's gonna help you out. And I'm just not gonna be here talking just to talk. You know, if not, God wouldn't have put this in my heart for me just to do. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not here just to talk, because I really don't like talking. I'm not a talker. You know, I'm not a talker. But hey, thank you God for the wife you sent me. Anyways, this week I was meaning to talk to her about it. I'm like, babe. But the day I was supposed to talk to her, we had a lot going on in our house. She had a few things going on, and we had to help our daughter with some with a school project. And I had homework, and it was just busy, you know. Y'all have families. Some of y'all have families. Y'all single man, single woman out there. Hey, the perfect one will come for you. Just be patient and keep praying about it. Keep praying about it. But if you have a family, you know what I'm talking about. It was just a busy afternoon after work, and I didn't get a chance to talk to her about what I was feeling, that the episode that I had recorded was not the right one for a first episode. It's going to come out eventually, but not for a first episode. Anyways, so I go on to my day the next day, pretty much, you know, get up early, go to work. And, of course, that morning I prayed, and I prayed to God about it. And how many of y'all haven't prayed before? God, send me a sign. God, is this right what I'm feeling? You know, and we wait anxiously. We wait anxiously for a sign. And do we get it right away? Unfortunately, sometimes we don't. But that morning, what I'm about to tell you. Look, that morning, I prayed about it, right? I'm like, God, please guide me. You know, if this is what you want, if this is what you're putting in my heart for me to talk about, confirm it. You know? Confírmame lo que yo estoy sintiendo en mi corazón de lo que tú quieres que yo hable. You see how I get twisted with English? Hey. Go. In that morning, you know, me and my wife, we're grateful to be youth leaders at our church, right? So one of the youth from my church texts me early in the morning. But it's not a, hey, good morning, Brother Josh. No. Or good morning, Josue. How you doing? No. None of that. Out of the blue. He just sends me a verse of the Bible, right? He sends me a verse in the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes. Right. Me envían un versículo de Biblia en Eclesiastés, chapter 11, capítulo 11, versículo 4 al 8. And I want to read it. I want to read it for you. And I want you to pay close attention to it, okay? Because from what all I've been talking about, right, this was not supposed to be the first episode. And what I was wanting to talk about was totally different. This verse right here, it's going to blow your mind. And it says, but there are some things that you cannot be sure of. You must take a chance. If you wait for perfect weather, you will never plant your seeds. If you are afraid that every cloud will bring rain, you will never harvest your crop. Did you just hear that? As soon as I got done reading that line, bro, started like, no way. And I started reading further, and it says, you don't know where the wind blows, and you don't know how a baby grows in its mother's womb. In the same way, you don't know what God will do, and he makes everything happen. So begin planting early in the morning, and don't stop working until evening. You don't know what might make you rich,
maybe everything you do will be successful. It is good to be alive. It is nice to see the light from the sun. You should enjoy every day of your life, no matter how long you live. But remember that you will die and you will be dead much longer than you were ever alive. And after you are dead, you cannot do anything. After you are dead, you cannot do anything. Did you get that? I read that. In my heart, man. When I tell you my heart, I could physically feel it jumping in, like full of joy. Full of joy that I had to share this with one of my coworkers. Well, he's the lead, the area lead in my area, right? And I shared it with him and I told him about it because, man, when you have that joy in you, you just want to share it with the whole world. And I shared it with him and he was like, dog, that's confirmation from God right there. That's God. That's God. It has to be God. You know, and I took a minute from what I was doing at my job and I went to the bathroom and I texted my wife and I was like, babe, I'm sorry, you know, yesterday we were so busy, I couldn't talk to you, but this and this and this and this and this and this and this, I already heard it, and this and this and this and this and this is what I talked about, and this and this and this, and she was like, what? No way. She was amazed. She was amazed. But I was amazed as well, you know? Because this was clearly confirmation from God letting me know, hey, do it. Do it. That was my sign. After my morning prayer, you know, and a couple hours later, I get this message. Also, I am glad that this verse helped the youth I'm talking about. It helped him in whatever season he's passing through right now. It helped him see a different perspective. It helped him in the situation that he's at right now. Hey, and I want to let you know, I'm praying for you. I know you're seeing this podcast right now, and I'm praying for you. And I thank God for your life. And I thank God that he put in your heart to send that verse to me. You know, you probably sent it to so many other people, but whoever you send it to, they needed it. Because that came from God. And I promise you, that came from God. Because it blessed me in a way, and I know it blessed you in another way. That's the amazing. Eso es lo más increíble de la palabra de Dios, que es viva y eficaz, y es la verdad. Porque cuando nosotros nos topamos con la verdad, nos quedamos como like, you get starstruck. You know, you're like, bro, the word of God talks to you. When you dive in deep and you start reading it, you're like, you don't read the word of God reads you. You know, and that's the most powerful thing about it. That's the most powerful thing about it. As I was saying, look, verse 4 in the same chapter, verse 4 says, but there are some things that you cannot be sure of. Of course, I wasn't sure. I'm like, man, should I do this? Should I not? God help me. What should I do? You must take a chance. The next sentence, you must take a chance. If you wait for perfect weather, you will never plant your seeds. If you are afraid that every cloud will bring rain, you will never harvest a crop. Hey, believe it or not, today was raining, like I just said in the beginning of the video. And I was like, how am I going to film this? I don't want to film it inside the apartment. Because this is where I'm at. Couple months back, like at the beginning of this year, I was going to start a podcast, right? But that didn't go through, you know? And we had planned so much for it that, so much for it that it just didn't go through, you know? Circumstances happen, things happen, and I get it. And probably I did get discouraged and, and I was just like, maybe this is not for me, you know? Maybe it was just a phase, whatnot. And I left it alone. But so many messages kept on popping. Like, you know, like I said, I'm going to school, right? I'm assisting right now at Bible college. So I'm learning a lot. And a lot of the messages I do teach to the youth at our church, right? But, and I have my wife with me. And every time I'm like, babe, this is amazing. Like, this would be a good topic for a podcast. And I couldn't get that out of my head. And I feel that God was planting in me, like, share it with the world, share it. sometimes we're so naive and we're stuck in our ways that it has to be perfect. I have to be in a I have to be in a studio. There has to be lights. I have to have a microphone. I have to have this. I have to have that. And I get this. If you wait for the perfect weather, you will never plant that seed. And I can't be waiting no more. Time's ticking. Time's ticking. And I'm not getting any younger. And you're not getting any younger. And the message I want to bring to you today, I know you, you're viewing me right now, listening to me. You have dreams of your own. You have goals of your own. You have things you have set in your mind, things that you have set in your heart, plans that you have set out, and you probably haven't started them because you're like, oh, but I need this. Oh, but I need that. Let me tell you that today's the day. Today's the day for you to start. Where's the initiative? You might have the motivation, but the motivation, man, let me tell you, motivation is tricky. Because you can be motivated, and that motivation phases away. Motivation phases away. But discipline, that's what's key. That's the key right there. If you're disciplined enough, and you're consistent, disciplined and consistent, and rely on God, put your faith on God. First of all, put your plans in His hands. Don't just take your initiative and be like, I want to do this, I want to do that. Cool. You want to do it. Have you asked Him? God, what do you want for my life? Because there were so many things that I wanted in my life. I wanted a perfect studio. I wanted the perfect lighting. I wanted it to look like this. I wanted it to sound like this. That's what I wanted. God said, no. Start it how it is. Your environment doesn't define you. You define your environment. You heard that? The environment doesn't define you. You define the environment. You know where I'm at? I'm in the back of the patio in my apartment. Right here in the back. Let me tell you, man. I feel a peace. I feel God's love. And I know that this is confirmation from Him. Push forward, push forward. And I want to let you know that I feel that He has put this in my heart. To put this in a video, to put this in a podcast form for you to hear it or for you to see it. For you to understand that what you're hearing today is confirmation from God. Start that plan up. Start reaching for your goals. Because today you might be here, but tomorrow He knows where you're going to be at. You know, I had something else for y'all right here that it says, today you're here, but tomorrow you can be over the mountaintop. Not at the mountaintop, over it. You know, because that's the hard part. Climbing up that mountain, climbing it up. And you get over here, and you're like, hey, we're here. But getting over it, you already went down here and everything, and you're, hey, we made it. Today you're here. Tomorrow you can be over it. Of course, I'm not bringing it literally, right? I'm not speaking it like literally tomorrow. No. It's going to take time. It's a process. But who are you going to trust during that process? Who are you going to trust during that time? Put your trust in God. Because that's what I did. And let me tell you, man. He's real. Let me tell you. There's results. Let me tell you. Yeah, you have to be patient. Yeah, you're going to be tested. Yes, there are going to be hard times. Yes, there are going to be hardships. But guess what? Put your faith in Him. Because He already beat this world. You know, at the end of everything, we already have the victory. You are a prince of heaven. You, lady, you are a princess of heaven. Eres un príncipe del reino. Eres una princesa del reino. Nosotros somos herederos del reino. Es lo que dice su palabra. ¿Me entiendes? No somos cualquier cosa. Somos hijos del Dios verdadero. Y Él lo que quiere es que tú sepas que si Él está listo para bendecirte, ¿será que tú estás listo para extender tus manos y dejar que Él tome control de tu vida? Piénsalo. Eso es lo que toma. Que si Él está listo para bendecirte, pero nosotros estamos, I'm not gonna do it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. When are you gonna let Him take control of your life? Because I did. Man, and I know He's gonna bless this up. I know He will. I can feel it. And when you can feel it and you have it deep inside of you, He's gonna let Him do all the work. And He's gonna let me do all the talking. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but I wanna leave y'all with this. 1 Corinthians, 1 Corintios, capítulo 10, versículo 31. Búsquemelo. Ahí lo voy a poner. Pero dice, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do it all for the glory of God. Of course, this is talking about eating and drinking, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. I'm hungry. You're hungry. We're all hungry. But if you're really hungry, put in that work. Put in that work. But trust me, this channel right here, it ain't going to be a one-time thing. It ain't going to be a 2, 3, 4, 5 videos. No. I'm in it for the long run. I'm in it to run it. You know? I'm in it. Hey. But whatever we do, whatever you got in mind, whatever your goals you have set, do it all for the glory of God. See, and He's going to bless you. He's going to bless your life. Y rapidito, para cerrar esto, quiero saber cuáles son tus sueños, cuáles son tus metas. ¿Qué es lo que tú tienes en tu mente, en tu corazón? Ponlos ahí abajo. I want you to share your goals, your dreams, whatever you have in mind. Hey, write them down there in the comments. Why? Because I want to pray for them. Quiero orar por cada uno de ellos. Hey, don't be shy to share them. I'm here doing a video, sharing you my testimony, sharing you what I'm going through. Hey, don't be shy. Share them. I want to pray for you. You know? I want to pray for your dreams. I want to pray for your goals. But most importantly, trust Him in the process. Put your faith in Him and let Him take control. Let God do His work. And you, be disciplined and be consistent. Hey, esto es lo que tengo por ustedes por el día de hoy. Esperen pronto el segundo episodio. Denle like al video, compartan. Denle a la campanita para que estén notificados del próximo video que sale. And like I said, like it up, share it, subscribe to this channel if you haven't subscribed. Hit that bell button. That way you can be notified for the second episode. Hey, and I hope this video was a blessing for you. Peace out. Love y'all. Quiero. Bendiciones. Bienvenidos a la familia de Sin Pelos en la Lengua, porque aquí hablamos claro, sin miedo y sin pelos en la lengua.